What's goody good, Jen? It's your girl, Miss Get Good, and you're tuned into RTS Book Club right here on Rolling Stone Radio. And before I get started, I'm going to play a song for y'all. And this song I really like. And I just started playing this song, and it's called Journey of Love. Yes, Journey of Love. Here we go, and it's by Tawana Leo. So here's Journey of Love for y'all, and then we're going to get started. And that was Journey of Love by Tawana Leo. And she spells it L-A-E-L. That's how she spells her last name. And she spells her name with a T-A, not T-O. Because I know people spell Tawana differently. And I'm going to give you some books. A list of books by Harlequin. You got to know Harlequin's a publishing company that publish a lot of romance novels. And I'm going to give you a list of their books. And this one is called Damsel in Green. is by Betty Neils. Well, no, it's Neils. It's N-E-E-L-S. Okay, it looks like this book came out May of 1971. Or maybe it's the story is going back to that time. I don't know. That's what it says, May 1971, and it's on Amazon under the Harlequin section. And that's called Damsel in Green. Next story is The English Lord's Secret Son. Wow. This is a new one that came out. Oh, it didn't even drop yet. So you can pre-order the book, The English Lord's Secret Son. It comes out October 2nd. It's by Margaret Way. And it comes out October 2nd. You can pre-order it on Amazon for $4.99. I'm not sure if you can get it on Kindle or Sony Reader, but you can get it off of Amazon in the Harlequin romance section for $4.99. It's a new book. The next one is called His Larkville Cinderella. This is by Melissa McClone. This doesn't come out till October 30th. Wow. So all these books are new books that haven't even come out yet. These are October issue books. So if you are away and you do subscribe to their books through their website, because I think you can subscribe to their books through their website, and these are the October issue books that are coming out. The next one is called Monsoon Wedding Fever, and this is by Narayanan. It's Narayanan. Okay, that comes out October 30th, so you can pre-order it for $4.99. These are all Harlequin books. Harlequin does have an African-American section as well. So if you go to their website, because right now this is all Caucasian authors or white authors. I don't know. Okay, and the next one is called The Rancher's Unexpected Family by Myrna McKenzie. And that's $4.99 as well. And that doesn't come out until October 2nd. So you can pre-order it now, and you will have it before everybody else gets it. The next one is called Hired by the Cowboy. And this is by Donna Alward. The A-L-W-A-R-D. This is old. This came out in 2007, but it's on the list. See, that's what I like, that you get new and old. Because there might be some books you heard of, but you know what? I never got a chance to read that book. I wonder if it's still in publication. Now you know. This one came out in May of 2007. And it's still in publication. And this one is a new one. It doesn't come out till November because there's no picture. But you can pre-order it. That's what's so good about it. You can pre-order the book. And you get it before. This is November. This is November 27th. It comes out. The Secret That Changed Everything. The next one, which came out already. Now we're in September's books, and it's called Return of the Last McKinnon. Return of the Last McKinnon. That's McKenna. And that's by Shirley Jump. Next one is called Nanny for the Millionaire's Twins. Susan Meyer, is M-E-I-E-R. That came out in August, this year, August. The next one is called Mr. Right Next Door, Barbara Wallace. This came out on September the 4th. This one got 4.5 stars. The Nanny for the Millionaire's Twins got 5 stars. Return of the Last McKenna got 5 stars. Some of these books have stars. Hired by the Cowboy has 4 stars. Some of these books have stars, some of them don't. So, the next one is Snowbound in the Earl's Castle by Fiona Harper. Next one is Sleigh Ride with the Rancher by Donna Alward. Yep. Let's go to the next page. And all these books are a reasonable price. $4.99 is not bad. Single Dad's Holiday Wedding. That's the new one that doesn't come out until November. And that's by Patricia Thayer. T-H-A-Y-E-R. Pre-order it. $4.99. The next one is called, this is another new one for November, Mistletoe Kisses with the Billionaire by Shirley Jump. The next one is the Cattleman Special Delivery. This doesn't come out until October 30th. The next one is a new one, doesn't come out until November, Baby Under the Christmas Tree by Teresa Carpenter. She spells it T-E-R-E-S-A. She doesn't have an H. Because I know some people spell Teresa with an H. She doesn't have a H in her name. And the one before that, the Cattleman Special Delivery, I didn't tell you the author's name. It's by Barbara Hannay. H-A-N-N-A-Y. Hannay, I guess that's how you say it. Next one is... Okay, this is, you know, I'm not good with Spanish, so, Amante en la oficina, Amante en la oficina, Lover in the Office, and this is Spanish edition, and the author name is Natalie Anderson, that comes out October 16th. That's a new one. Next book is called Expecting a Miracle by Jackie Braun. B-R-A-U-N. That came out of April of 08. It got 5 stars. Bella's Impossible Boss. This comes out October 2nd by Michelle Douglas. And the next one is Snowed In at the Ranch by Kara Coulter, or Kara Coulter. That comes out October 30th. Her Outback Rescuer by Marion Lennox. That comes out November 27th. A Girl Less Ordinary by Leah Ashton. Comes out October 2nd. The Court's Christmas Baby by Rebecca Writers. Oh no, it's Winters, my bad. Rebecca Winters. That comes out October 30th. And the next one is called The Bride's Baby, Liz Felding. Let's see. Let's go to the next list. I think this is the last. A list. Montana Mouse. Oh, Montana Mistletoe Marriage. Snowbound Cowboy, A Bride for Rocking H Ranch. Okay, this is like a trilogy, not a trilogy, anthology. I think it's three, like, it's two authors. It's two stories in one book. That's why that threw me off. And, you know, Patricia Thayer and Donna Alward. This is old. It came out in November of 2009. Next story is The Navy Seal's Bride that came out this year, August, by Soraya Lane, however how she says her name, S-O-R-A-Y-A. New York's Finest Rebel, Trish Wiley, that came out in August, so it's The Millionaire's Nanny Arrangement. Linda Goodnight. The author's last name is Goodnight. Wow. That came out in October of 2008. Marriage at Circle M. That came out by Donna Alward. Came out in 2007. The Boss Surprise Son by Teresa Carpenter. That came out May of last year. Matrimony with His Majesty by Rebecca Winters. That came out in 2007. The next one is Cinderella's Wedding Wish by Jessica Hart. The next one is called Taming the Brooding Cattleman. It came out on the 4th by Marion Lennox. The Valtieri Baby came out on the 4th by Carolyn Anderson. The next one is called One Day to Find a Husband by Shirley Jump. That came out in July of this year. And the last one, Their Newborn Gift by Nikki Logan, and this came out in 2010. Okay. What I'm going to do right now, let's play another song, and this song is called I Know I'm in Love. This is by Xavier Lewis. Yes, Xavier Lewis, I Know I'm in Love.
Everything. That's what she was. The first time I recognized beauty, it was her. She had long, long hair, smooth brown skin, like dream was there.
Shawty is a teen.
Hey, she's my lover and my friend. My joy, my happiness within. She's my rider, yeah. I'm her provider, yeah. And when I'm beside her, she makes my day brighter. Mona Lisa, one in a million, like Aaliyah, always there when I need. I'd be a fool to leave her.
just can't explain. Oh, I don't know what it is. More than a subtle change. Make me understand. I say your name when I pray.
You show me that love is more than just a word to
SoundCloud.com/Xavier Lewis, and you will see I Know I'm in Love. It's a free download. That's how I got it, and that's how you can get it. And you can put it on your iPod, your MP3 plays, and rock out to it. Alrighty, now I got a list of Harlequin books that are coming out, soon to come out. So give me a minute here. Let me go back to the first page. I think on the first page, these were books already announced to you. The English Lord's Secret Son by Margaret Way. His Logville Cinderella by Melissa McCone. Those are coming out in October. Another one for October is Monsoon Wedding Fever by Shoma Narayanan. I can't say the last name, and it's Narayanan. These are what's coming out in October. And the next one is called The Rancher's Unexpected Family by Myrna McKenzie. That's coming out in October. Then we have The Secret That Changed Everything, Lucy Gordon. That comes out in November. Then we have Snowbound in the Earth by Donna Alward, October. November, Single Dad's Holiday Wedding, Patricia Thayer. Next one is Mistletoe Kisses with the Billionaire by Shirley Jump. That's November. The Cattleman Special Delivery by Barbara Hannay. And that's October. Baby Under the Christmas Tree by Teresa Carpenter, November. Amante en la Oficina, that's Lover in the Office. The Spanish Edition by Natalie Anderson. Yes, let's go to the next page. Then we have Bella's Impossible Boss. That's by Michelle Douglas. This comes out in October. Then we have Snowden at the Ranch by Cara Coulter. That comes out October. Her Outback Rescuer by Marion Lennox. That's November. Then we have A Girl Less Ordinary by Leah Ashton. That's October. The Count's Christmas Baby. I think I said The Court's Christmas Baby the last time I said it. That's by Rebecca Winters. The Nanny Who Saved Christmas by Michelle Douglas. It comes out in November. Girl with the Challenge. Ann Oliver. It's out in November. And Castle of the Unicorn by Paula Rowe. That came out. Oh, this came out in September. This is September's books. Oh, September 18th it comes out. It's not out yet. Wedding Date with Mr. Wrong. Nicola Marsh. That comes out October. Okay. These are all the new Harlequin books that will be coming out. Yes. Let's see. And they... Let's see. Wow, is this a new one? I think I see a new children's book. That I think every kid loves Dr. Seuss. Every kid loves Dr. Seuss. And I'm going to read you some kid books that I'm sure your kids will love. Let's see. Let's start. We're going to go by age range. So we're going to start with babies, from babies to 2-year-olds. We're going to start there. And these are books you can get and read to your kids. You know, Five Little Monkeys Jumping. Oh, I remember this story. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Now it's four little... I remember that book. I remember that story. It's an old story, but it's a good one. And then we have Amazing ABC. Then we got Star Wars 1, 2, 3. The Fire Station. Then we have Good Night Construction Site. Then this one is called The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And then we have The Going to Bed Book. Then there's Where is Baby's Belly Button? So this is a flip book, to show the baby where their body parts are. Okay. Then we have Love You Forever. Where the Sidewalk Ends, 30th Anniversary Edition is Poems and Drawings. First 100 Soft to Touch Words. Move by La La La. So it's giving you the sounds of the cow, the sheep, and the pigs. Then we have Dear Zoo. It's a Lift the Flat book. Then you have The Giving Tree. Press Here, a potty book, to teach your kids, they're 2 years old, to teach them how to potty. Let me give you some more books. Now, these are children's books, so Poster Art of the Disney Parks. Yeah, the kids will like that. Okay, Boynton's Greatest Hits Volume. Okay. It's blue/blue hat, green hat,
Edzi Mubalala. Doggy. Okay, it's three, like maybe about four or five books in a set. On the Night You Were Born. Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. That's funny. But okay, I'm looking at the picture of the bird that's on the cover. That's supposed to be the pigeon. And it's nothing like a pigeon. But I know this is a children's story, so it doesn't have to be accurate. Good Night Moon is another children's book. Pika Who? Brown Bear, What Do You See? Tickle Monster Laughter Kit. Knuffle Bunny. A Cautionary Tale. Pat the Bunny. The Touch and Feel book. Dr. Seuss's ABC. An Amazing Alphabet book. Then you got Boynton's Greatest Hits, Volume 2. The Going to Bed book. Horns to Toes. Opposite, but not the hippopotamus. Okay, let's go to the next page. I Love You Through and Through. Look, Look. Big Enough for a Bed. Oh, it's a Sesame Street book with Elmo on the cover. Howard and the Purple Crayon board book. My Big Animal book. Fuzzy Bee and Friends. I'm a Big Sister. Enemy Pie. I'm a Big Brother. Guess How Much I Love You. The Duckling Gets a Cookie. A Sick Day for Amos McGee. Okay, there's another page here. Good Night Gorilla. Doggy. If Everybody Did. Open the Barn Door. My New Baby. Everyone Poops. Okay. Barnyard Dance. Don't Let the Pigeon Stay Up Late. A Party for Me. Big Box of Boynton. Barnyard Dance for Jonathan. Oh My, Oh My, Oh Dinosaurs. The True Story of Three Little Pigs. Iron Man. Okay, that's some kids' books there. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, they have children's cookbooks. So if your kids like to cook, they have children's cookbooks. Mouse Cookies and More. Wookie Pies, Clone Cones, and Other Galactic Goodies. It's a Star Wars cookbook for the kids. First book of sushi. Oh, Lord. Getting the kids into sushi. This one is called Yum Yum Dim Sum. Okay. The Star Wars cookbook 2, Darth Maul and More Galactic Recipes. Revolting Recipes, my bad. Let's see what else there is. And here's one. Twist It Up. More than 60 delicious recipes from an inspiring young chef. To Market, To Market. A world of food. Discover magical lands made of things you can eat. Dorian Diego Let's Cook. The Toddler Cookbook. One Red Apple. Okay. Because I know there's some kids out there, your kids might like to cook, so these are good things to start them off with. Okay. That's enough of that. Let's see what else we have. Let's see, Sesame Street, $22. I don't want to do that. Yeah. What I'm going to do okay. The International Cookbook for Kids. The Unofficial Harry Potter Cookbook. The Omnivore's Dilemma for Kids. Fancy Nancy Tea Party. The Unofficial Narnia Cookbook. Okay. Kids Fun and Healthy Cookbook. Mission Explore Food. Okay, that's it. That's all I'm going to read for you. Cookbook. Let's see. What I'm... Let's see, let's go with... Alrighty. Well, trying to find some more. This is a Cat in the Hat book for the kids called Cat in the Hat Comes Back. I've never seen this one. So it has to be a new one. Let's see here. Let's go with some literature and fiction. This one is called Anything He Wants. Now we're back to the adults. You know, I did a little stuff for the kids. Now we're back to the adults. And it's called Anything He Wants by Sarah Falk. That's F-A-W-K-E-S. This doesn't come out until November, so that's why there's no picture of the book cover. And the next book is called Winner of the World Book 2 of the Century Trilogy. That comes out on the 18th. That's by Ken Follett. He spells it F-O-L-L-E-T-T. Next book is by J.K. Rowling. The Casual Vacancy. Next one is by Lee Child, and it's called A Wanted Man, a Jack Reacher novel. That comes out on Tuesday. This Tuesday coming up, this book drops. Vince Flynn, The Last Man. That doesn't come out until November. Telegraph Avenue, a novel by Michael Chabon, comes out Tuesday. The Racketeer by John Grisham comes out in October. Cold Days, a novel of the Dresden Files by Jimmy Butcher, that comes out in November. Next one is This Is How You Lose Her by Junot Diaz. That's J-U-N-O-T-D-I-A-Z. That comes out Tuesday. Janet Ivanovich, Notorious 19, comes out in November. The Perfect Hope, Book 3 of the In Boonesboro Trilogy. That doesn't come out until November, and that's by Nora Roberts. and Frozen Heat, Nikki Heat, Book 4 by Richard Castle. Okay. What I'm going to do right now is play another song. I'm going to play I Heart You right now. Because I'm going to, and what I'm going to do, after I Heart You, I'm going to give you new CDs that are coming out, music CDs. You know, I thought about it. I said, not only will I give you, I know y'all like music, so not only will I give y'all music, you know, I play music on the show, why not give you what CDs are dropping out by what artists, instead of just giving you just a book. Even though it is called RTS Book Club, but when you go to the store to buy the books, you also see in the bookstores they have music. Like Borders, they have a section where you can buy music. I think Barnes and Nobles, has a section where you can buy music. Amazon has a section, not only do they do books, you can get music too. So why not combine both? The show is still going to be called RTS Book Club, but I will give you new CDs that are coming out this month, next month, by artists you may know and like. So here's I Heart You. We'll be right back on the RTS Book Club.
Smile gets me high.
And that was Joe Levy with I Heart You.
Yes, you can get that on iTunes. I Heart You. And I'm going to give you some new releases and music. We have Pink. Nobody know who Pink is. And her album is called The Truth About Love. Then we have Michael Jackson's Bad 25th Anniversary Edition. And then we have Tamia with Beautiful Surprise. And then we have Usher. Looking for Myself, the Love Version. And we have Dreams. Brian Culbertson. And then there's Music at the Speed of Light, Mint Condition. For those who know who Mint Condition is, that should be a good album. Then we have Raise Up, Larry Graham, and the Graham Central Station. Only One in the World by Heather Hellies. She's back with music. Then we have Soul Classes, Maceo Parker. Everybody know who Maceo is, that he was the one rocking with James Brown. And then we have, okay, The Best of Anita Baker. We have Girl on Fire, The Inferno Version. That is Alicia Keys featuring Nicki Minaj. And then we have Girl on Fire, which is Alicia Keys' new song. It's About Time. It's by Ruby Vele and the Soulphonics. Then we have 3:16 AM by Janae Akio. That's A-I-K-O, Akio. Music from the Adventures. There's Quincy Jones and the Ray Brown Orchestra. On Tuesday, Mint Condition's album drops on Tuesday, y'all. So the Music at the Speed of Light drops Tuesday, the 11th. Original album series, Anita Baker, that drops on Tuesday. King Northern Soul, Volume 3, Various Artists, drops on Tuesday. Then we got original album series, Curtis Mayfield. They call this group, they are First Class. Stadium Deluxe Edition, Akon. On the 18th, we have The Truth About Love, Pink. So Pink's album hasn't dropped yet. It doesn't drop until Tuesday, the 18th. Bad, the 25th anniversary edition, doesn't come out to the 18th. So Come and Get It, Rare Pearls, Jackson 5. There's Soul Classic, Maceo Parker, that comes on the 18th. It Takes Two, Expanded Edition, Juicy. Tomahawk Technique, Sean Paul. I think there's more. Let's see, they have more on the list. For the September 4th one, they have more on the list. But I told you Anita's Best of Anita Baker. Then we have Girl on Fire. I guess that's the name of the album by Alicia Keys. And you got Girl on Fire, Inferno Version. As with Nicki Minaj. I guess that's the single that's dropping. It's About Time. Ruby Vele and the Soulphonics. I told you about that one. 3:16 AM by Janae Akio. Music for the Adventures. Quincy Jones and the Ray Brown Orchestra. Dion by Dionne Warwick. Watch Me Work by Jeff Floyd. Don't know who that is. Never heard of him. See, I'm giving you artists I've never even heard of. Some of you, I've never heard of him. Like I said, I don't listen to mainstream radio anymore, so I'm all indie. Okay. I'm Not Perfect featuring Sharice. That's by Chessa. Oh, Chessa, the girl from The Voice. Chessa, the girl from The Voice, coming out with an album or a single. Trust in God by Soul Tempo. The Love Chronicles of Lady Songbird, of a Lady Songbird, Lena. Wow, Lena's coming back out with music. Wow. She hasn't been out with music since her, I think she did 2 albums and that was it when she came out years ago. And this one is called Please by Jay Adams. Don't know who he is either, so this should be interesting to listen to their music and find out who these artists are. The ones I said I don't know. Let's go to the next page. We got Scorching by Sean Chris. Don't know who he is either. 360 Degrees of Billy Paul. Anybody know who Billy Paul is? Billy Paul is the one that's saying, me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. Next one is called Instant Funk by Instant Funk. Don't know who that is either. Then we got Second Verse EP by Taylor Pace. Don't know who that is. We got Smooth Jazz Tribute to Will Downing. Wow. Smooth Jazz by Smooth Jazz All Stars. That's something I want to check out. A tribute to Will Downing. Wow. I did a tribute to Will Downing playing all his music right here on the Sun. You can check that out in the archives. But wow, Jazz Tribute to Will Downing. That is great. The New Orleans Suspects by the New Orleans Suspects. Join the Temptations by Supreme. Okay, most of these are imports, meaning that they were released maybe like over there in London or something like that, and not here in the States, but now it's over here in the States. This one is called Delusions Expanded Edition by First Choice and Tom Moulton. And then we have Brian Gable, Could This Be Love? I don't know who that is either. I think what I have to do is listen to the artists that I don't know. Listen to them to see if they have any good music. Could This Be Love? It's a single, not a whole album, because it's only 99 cents on Amazon, so I know it's not a whole album. And nobody gonna put that album as 99 cents. A Motown Christmas Carol by various artists. Then we have Where Did Our Love Go by Supreme. I remember that song. So you know it's old school. And they, you know, they take the old school, bring it back out, you know, and bring it back out. So, because I think this came out, you know, like I said, overseas in London and all that, places like that, but never was released in the U.S., so now they're releasing it in the U.S. The Very Best of Rare Earth. I don't know who Rare Earth is. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know who that is. I guess I need to learn like I was saying when I was talking about, I did a show a while back where I was saying that artists who get into the hip-hop game should know their hip-hop history. So I feel every artist should know their musical history. Be if you're in the genre R&B, pop, rock, whatever your genre is, know your history. Because, you know, somebody might ask you to do another an old school artist song, and you'd be like, oh, I don't know it. I never heard of this artist. So when you know your musical history and the genre you're in, when somebody asks you to do a Patty LaBelle song, you know who Patty LaBelle is. Live at the Apollo by James Brown. Then we have South Soul Orchestra. It's About Time. I told you about this one. The Ruby Valet and the Soul Phonic. Don't know who that is, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to listen to her music. 10% Expanded Editions. The Story Of by Ray Porter, Sound Machine. Like I said, a lot of these are old school artists. They just bringing their music back out for 2012. Who is this? Okay. This one is called Who Is This Bitch Anyway by Marlena Shaw. I have to listen to that one too because I want to know. Supreme, A Go-Go. Cream of the Crop by the Supremes. Love Child, Supremes, I heard Love Child. Love Child. I don't know the words, sorry. Let the Sunshine In, Let the Supremes. The Supremes sing Holland and Doja. Holland, Doja, Holland. And then we have more hits by the Supremes. So Supremes got a lot of music coming out. Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of music. I'm sure this is a real long list. We got the Supremes out here. Symphony. Selfish Love single by Bertel. I don't know who that is. I'm Still in Love with You, Girl. The single by Soul Night Jazz. Let's see. We got High Squish by Bill Ortiz. It's jazz, because I see the instrument in his hand. Fierce Wings, First Time Coming by David Duane. Don't Tell Anyone, featuring Nakia, by Team Ambassador. Reflections by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Good Man of Mine. I don't know how to say this lady's name, but she spells it E-Q-U-A-N-Y-A. Equanya. Okay, we got Gonna Happen by Ryan Zachos. Pot of Gumbo by T-Lady. Light of the World by Light of the World. Crunch Time by Casper. The Friendly Ghost, not me. I don't know how long is it? Oh, it's 200. So this list is of 212 albums and singles. Whew, I'm not going through the whole 212. Young Love by Landon Holmes. Yali's What I Need by Kelsey. Reciprocation of Love by Kay Hurl. Okay, I said that one already. Pull Me Back In, Jessica Montoya. Female Urban by Miss Bay. Addicted to Love by Stephen Knight. Face the Fire by Jim Blah. Back and Forth, it's a single by Rebellion. Oh no, Rebellion. My bad, not Rebellion. It's Rebellion. Party Bus, featuring 45th Chris by Swayze Styles. That's a rap. That's rap. I don't know how is that listed under R&B, and that's rap. I can tell by the artist's name is rap. It's not R&B. Just because it has an R&B beat to it doesn't make it R&B. You artists need to stop doing that. A lot of hip-hop artists do that. They have a song that has an R&B beat to it, and they list it under R&B. Just because it has an R&B beat to it doesn't make it R&B. It's still hip-hop. If you're rapping, it's still hip-hop. Electric Legal Land by the Up All Night. And I Got Rejected. The Rejection Song by Jimmy XC. How is that R&B? Okay, now I'm going to see something. I wonder if I'll be able to play it. I Got Rejected. I'm going to click on it because, you know, they let you hear a little bit of it. Let me see if I can play a little bit of it. Here we go. Let me see if I can play a little bit of this song. Am I hearing nothing? Okay, I pressed play, but I'm not hearing nothing. The volume is up. Alright. Okay. Okay. I didn't hear anything. My speaker didn't go out. So, I don't understand. Okay. I didn't hear nothing. Let me try again. See. The song's supposed to be playing, but I'm not hearing nothing. So, we're going to go back out of this. Okay. Going to go back up. Relion. Let's see if we can hear Relion's song back and forth. I'm going to give these artists, if you can, let me see. Because usually it plays, you know, when you click to play the song, it plays and you can hear it, but I'm not hearing it. Okay, I'm not, I guess it's not working for me. It's not working for me. It's only 9, okay, it's 4 minutes long, this song, but it's not worth it for me. So I guess I'll just go back to the list. I guess when the show is over, it'll probably play for me. Well, that's a few R&B that they say is R&B. All of this is not R&B. But that's what they say. So I'm gonna go. Let's see what they got for Neo Soul. Queen featuring Dane Day by D Priest. Okay. That's it for Neo Soul? Only one? Only one for Neo Soul? They still have the New Jack Swing category? Okay, Tonight Club Remix by Daryl Reese. That don't make sense. How they got MP3 and 89 cent and then they got MP3 again for 99 cent. How you got two different prices for the same song? And they're both MP3 format. That don't make sense. let me see. To me, that don't make sense. It really don't make sense that you would have it. Now, this is remixed, and it's for 89 cents. I guess. Oh, hold on. Let's see something. Amazon has a cloud player. I don't know what that is. I guess it's to play the music. I want to see something. Oh, you can't. Oh, okay, forget it. You can't listen to the cloud player unless you're signed in. I ain't got time to be signing in. So let's go back to the music list. Uncheck Neo Soul. Uncheck these two. Now let's see what they got. Soul. Let's see what they got for Soul. So Jeff Floyd is they saying he's listed on the Soul. Willie Valet is listed on the Soul. And Chessa is listed on the Soul. She's not Soul. Amazon need help putting their list together because a lot of these artists are not Soul artists. But I'm going to take a quick break right now. And I'm going to play another song because this is crazy. And the song I want to play right now this is Cartier. This is Cartier High Heels.
Can we make love till the sun comes up, baby, get 'em back?
that was Cartier with High Heel Shoes. Cartier released new music, and you can get it off his website, CartierNC.com. That's CartierNC.com. And also, Xavier Lewis dropped new music, but the only way you can get it is if he emails you the link, and that's how you can get it. So if you like I Know I'm in Love, I told you where you can get that. But he also has a CD called The Remedy Volume 1 that if you go to his fan page, Xavier Lewis, it's facebook.com/TheAntidoteToR&B. You click like on his fan page, give him your email, and he will give you the link to where you can purchase his CD. I'm sure I Know I'm in Love might be on that one. I don't know what song. I ordered it, but I don't know what songs are on it. But he told me I would enjoy it. It's music to make you feel good. So, just, you know, go to his fan page, facebook.com/TheAntidoteToR&B. Click like and then ask him for the link. And then you can purchase some great music. And he has music on iTunes as well. He has 4 songs on iTunes. So all you got to do is go to iTunes and put in Xavier Lewis and his music will come up. And you can get the 4 songs off his iTunes. I appreciate 6 Eyes rocking with me. So back to what I was doing. I was giving y'all some music. New releases on music. Here's, now this is listed under Soul. That's why I'm saying Amazon's list ain't correct. Not to say that a white person can't sing soul music, but I don't think this is soul. The song is called, I don't know if it's a whole album or if it's a single, but it's a single called You Ain't Gonna Sing About No Auto-Tune. So that's not soul. Then we have Traveling by Alien Craft, or Alien, as you might say it, A-L-E-O-N, Craft. It's a single called Traveling. I can't hear it, so I don't know if it's soul or not, but this is what Amazon has listed under soul music. Now they have Live at the Apollo by James Brown. Now that's soul. That's soul right there. I don't know how many CDs come in this, because it's $25 for this. It's $25. $25 if you want to get James Brown Live at the Apollo. Wow, I have a lot of stuff here I'm looking at that is not soul music. Let's see what they got under Motown. The list is the same. The same stuff I... And Rare Earth, I think, is a soul group from back in the day. They are listed under Motown. Somebody at Amazon need to get it right. I can help you out and let you know if it's soul or not, or if it's Motown, or if it's Neo, so if it's New Jack Swing. I can let you know that, Amazon. You need my help, because your list is not right for these categories. Your list is not right. Here we go. A Motown Christmas. That would be Motown. Cruising to Motown. That would be Motown. Cruising to Motown Volume 1 and 2. It's got various artists on it. Now, that's what you say is Motown. All that other stuff is not Motown. Tonight Club Remix by Daryl Reese. That, unless he's signed to the actual label Motown, then you can say that's Motown. The Motown had its own sound. So I wouldn't call Daryl Reese Motown. But it's all good. It's all good. Let's go back into this music category. Let's see what they got for hip-hop, because I'm sure they got stuff. Let's see what they got for hip-hop. Let's see what they got for rap. Now, their category is called rap and hip-hop. They got Gravity by Lecrae. I've never heard of this artist, so I don't know if they're hip-hop or not. Whistle by Flo Rida, that's hip-hop. It's poppy hip-hop, but it's hip-hop. I know y'all probably thinking Flo Rida's not hip-hop because the way his songs are poppy. But that's hip-hop. It's just a different version. Everybody, it's hip-hop, but it's his own version of hip-hop. He's not a pop artist. He's a hip-hop artist with poppy songs. Then you got Rick Ross, The Bounce, But God Forgives, I Don't. That's his new album. Now that's hip-hop. And you got Welcome to Our House, Deluxe Version. Oh, this is Slaughterhouse. That's part of Slaughterhouse. Channel Orange is Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean is not hip-hop. Frank Ocean sings. He doesn't rap. Frank Ocean sings. And he listed his album under hip-hop. Oh, God. Yeah, you really do need help with your album list. Strange Clouds, that's B.O.B. B.O.B. Why is Outkast on the list and their album came out in 1996? That is hip-hop, but Chapter 5 by Trey Songz is not hip-hop. That is R&B. Oh, my God. Chapter 5 by Trey Songz is not hip-hop. It's R&B. Oh, my God. Amazon, what are you doing? So, we already know Frank Ocean and Trey Songz should not be on this list. Kanye West presents Good Music Crew Summer. That's hip-hop. Based on a True Story by 2 Chainz. That's hip-hop. Enemy Soil by various artists. It could be hip-hop. I won't know until I hear a few songs off of it. But this came out last year. Mercy by Kanye. Okay, that's hip-hop. Oh, Amazon. You just doing it. They got Tupac, All Eyes on Me, Explicit. That came out in 2001. How are you putting the music list together and these albums? Some of these albums are old, some are new. Starships by Nicki Minaj is on the list. That's hip-hop. If you consider, that's hip-hop. Y'all like Nicki Minaj, you should get it. Wild Ones by Flo Rida, that's hip-hop. Nas is back with new music. Life is Good. Raekwon, Only Built for Cuba Links, that's old. But it's a good album, though. It's old, but it is a good album. Take Care by Drake. That came out last year. I don't know why that's on the list. Pop That by French Montana. Everybody like that. That came out this year. Pink Friday, Roman. The list. It is hip hop, but why is it on the list? Then they got Flo Rida again, the single Wild Ones, which came out last year, but the album, his album is called Wild Ones. Key to the Cuffs by JJ Doom. I don't know who that is, but I think it is hip hop. The Good Life by Trip Lee. I think that's hip hop. I don't know who Trip Lee is, but I think it's hip hop. Let's keep going with this daggone list. I want to see what other mess ups they got on here. Section 80. I guess it's supposed to be Section 8. But Section 80 by Kendrick Lamar. That was last year. I don't know if that's hip hop. Because I don't know who the heck Kendrick Lamar is. I never heard of him. Rehab by Lecrae. I don't know who that is either. Black Sunday. That's old. If you were Cypress Hill. Doing. Then you got Rolling Papers with Khalifa, which came out in 08. Then you got Church Clothes by Lecrae. Food and Liquor 2, The Greatest American Rap. The Great American Rap, I mean Lupe Fiasco. That's new. Lollipop, that's old. Lil Wayne, came out in 08. Hard, Work Hard, Play Hard. Wiz Khalifa, that's new. Weight and Glory by KB, I do not know who that is. Life After Death, that's Biggie, but it came out in 05. Recovery by Eminem, which came out in 2010. The Building Blocks, 1.5 by Nahima, whatever how you spell his name, N-E-H-E-M-I-A-H, this came out this year. That's it for the hip-hop, because I can't keep going through these lists and have, and they got artists who don't belong on this list on the list. I can't see any, I don't want to see any more of that. Are you serious? Amazon is still selling cassette tapes. So if you want to get any of these albums, so if you're looking for an album on cassette tape, go to Amazon and get these out. You can get some albums on cassette tape. Nobody makes tapes anymore. Tapes are extinct. If you still got tapes from back in the day, if you got the radio that has the two cassette decks, then you should see if your tapes still work. I know I still got mine. I still got some tapes from back in the day. Wow, this is wild. Let's go back. Let's do another music category. Let's see. Let's do some. Let's go with some jazz. Let's do some jazz. Jazz.
We got Green Hill Jazz Sampler by Beggy Adair. Beggy Adair and Friends. We got Rattling Them Bones by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Okay. Glad Rag Doll by Diana Krall. We got some Frank Sinatra. The Frank Sinatra Collection that came out in 2010. Foreplay, I like Foreplay. So Foreplay got new music. Esprit de Four by Foreplay. I don't know if that's Spanish or French. I don't know. But you know, a lot of these languages sound the same. But when the way you say it makes it different. And then you got Built to Last by the Rippingtons. Renaissance by Marcus Miller. And you got Book of Chet, Luciano Souza, Allegro 2011 Winter Sampler, that was last year. Kinda Blue, Miles Davis. This came out in 1997. Wow. Unity Band by Pat Metheny. That's new. Pastel Blues by Nina Simone. This came out in 06. We got Dreams by Brian Culbertson. Okay, so I guess that's jazz. But they have a listed under R&B, I think. Oh my gosh. Blue Guitar Sessions by Jesse Cook. Far Out Recordings, Brazilian Music Sampler, so that's Brazilian Jazz. That came out in 09. The Absence by Melanie Gardot, G-A-R-D-O-T. I've never heard of her. She's jazz, I've never heard of her. Chill Lounge by Paul Hardcastle. That's new. That should be good. I like Paul Hardcastle. That should be a good album. Impressions by Chris Botti. Duets in American Classic, Tony Bennett. That came out in 06. Another Diana Crow album, which came out in 95. Only Trust Your Heart. I did a... If you go back in the archives of the Rolling Stone Radio Show, you will see that I did a tribute to Diana Krall. We got four MS Playing Tunes by Branford Marsalis. I like Branford Marsalis. That is jazz. That I know for sure, that is jazz. And then you got Hot House by Chick Corea and Gary Burton. That's new by Chick Corea. And Duos 3 by Luciana Souza. So that's it for the jazz. I think I'm going to take another break and play another song. Because I can't keep looking at the list. I'm sorry. Yep, I can't. I like, you know, when I'm, you know, looking for books and, you know, I don't mind going to Amazon, you know, searching for stuff, you know, going to Amazon, searching for books, you know, to help me out with the show. And, you know, and now I'm looking at the categories for music. I'm like, you got artists in hip-hop that are not hip-hop. You got artists in soul that are not soul. You got artists in R&B that are not even R&B. That are probably either pop. It don't make no sense. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, Amazon really does need help. I think I'm going to just, you know, next for the next show, I'm just going to Google it, new releases, and see what comes up instead of going to Amazon because this is all screwed up. Now, why am I not seeing my switchboard? Oh, come on now. I am not seeing my switchboard to play a song right now. Oh boy. never fails, always having mishaps on this radio show. Like, I can't even see the chat. I can see pieces of the chat room. I don't know what's going on. Now it's coming back in. My screen is black. I don't know what's going on. Now it's coming back in. My mouse is frozen. I think that's why my screen looks the way it does. Let me minimize it. Bring it back up. Okay. Oh, now I can't see my screen. This is not good. Right when it gets towards the end of the show, it wants to mess up. So I gotta go. Alright, y'all. Sorry about that. My niece was calling me. I didn't want her to be on the air, so that's why you didn't hear me say anything. So I'm going to go back. I don't know why on Safari that my thing is messed up. I can't see nothing. All I see is that I'm still logged on. I can see people in the chat room, a few people in the chat room. So I just gotta wait. I'm gonna use Google Chrome to go back to the studio so I can play the song. Come on. Now it's saying no microphone detected. You know this thing is pissing me off. Let's get this studio back up. Oh boy. Let's get the studio back up. I can play a song real quick. Wow. Now I wait on Google Chrome for the studio. Let me go. Tonight I'm working with Mixed Variety Sunday, so if you want to hear nothing but the best in indie, you want to hear some great music, let's tune back in at 11 p.m. Yep, let's tune back in. That's what I need to put in the queue tonight, some jazz. I haven't been playing my gospel or my jazz in a while. Maybe I need to put some in there. I know I have the song is having I forgot the name of the song. It's a song I like. It's a jazzy tune. I can't remember the name of it because I haven't played it in a while. Oh, you can't be serious. Now Google Chrome is messing up on me. And I can't. I don't know what's going on. I get to the ending of my show, towards the end of my show. Now, here we go. Mouse is to unfreeze itself. I don't know what's going on with my computer, but I don't like it. Okay. Here we go. This song I want to play right now. This is Phil Perry. It's called Born to Love You. I'm really am digging that song by Phil Perry, Born to Love You.
That was Phil Perry with Born to Love You, written by George Duke and produced by George Duke. That song was for George Duke's wife who passed away from cancer. Yes. Being that the show is winding down, I want to play another song. And this song, I really like. This song is This song, I'm trying to figure out which song, you know, some of the songs I like. I'm gonna play Irene. That's my joint. I'm gonna play Irene.
Grand Hustle, Double MG, hold up. Promiscuous, whenever I get lit with you, you let me know I am the truest. I raid, let me see that, y'all be. And when you out there too low, off the D and by Z. Roll you up in brown, roll you up in white. Putting on a couple pounds, she got my appetite tripping. Munchies after a good session. Instead of giving you my heart, you live on my chest. And
lives like you before. You make all my dreams come true. It's written all over your face.
all over your face.
Yes, that was the Rude Boys right there. What a classic, written all over your face. And I see it's that time to be out. I appreciate Six Eyes rocking with me on my RTS book club. Today, check me again at 11 p.m. for Mixed Variety Sunday, where you will hear the best in indie music. Might hear some major, might hear written all over your face tonight. But, you know, I always give you the best in indie music. I appreciate those that rocked with me today. That wasn't in the chat room. Rock with me again, like I said, tonight. We hear nothing but the best right here on Road to Stardom Radio. This is your girl, Miss Gecko, signing out. Peace. One love. I appreciate you.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.